Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, breaking big things down into small pieces.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Breaking big things down into small pieces. What's the first next step? We've been talking a lot about routines over the past several weeks. Like most things, it sounds great, but where to start? There's already too much to do and not enough time. There's no room on the list to add anything else. No one ever said building a successful business would be easy. If they did, they lied. Operating a business requires a lot. With so much to do, it's common to get overwhelmed. My intent with today's post is to help you manage that stress. You've probably heard the saying, eat the elephant one bite at a time. This is a common idiom for breaking a large, daunting project down into smaller, more manageable pieces. By focusing on one small step at a time, you can avoid feeling overwhelmed. I have a couple of sayings that I use to represent the elephant idiom from more of a construction perspective. One is to build the wall one brick at a time. Another is to move the mountain one shovelful at a time. Construction projects require a lot of pieces and actions to complete. They need to be broken down into smaller pieces. Breaking big things down sounds easy enough, but it takes intentional action. The other thing that can be discouraging is when big dreams don't happen. When they don't become reality, we give up. This is what happened to me. After working for years to accomplish my dream and it didn't happen, I gave up. I concluded that I must have been wrong about this dream. Then God got my attention with a board upside the head. Since then, I have been reading and learning, continuing to build my business and my life one piece at a time. Don't be afraid to dream big, Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, because nothing is impossible for God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Last week, in the list of my daily planning, one of the things was breaking big things down into smaller pieces. Building a business or a life was like constructing a building. Building starts by dreaming. Dreams are big, vague things. We can see them in our head. This is where great things start. It's important to align these dreams with God, the architect of our lives. Vision is the next step. This is where the big picture of the dream begins to take shape. It's like a blueprint. It's where things can be tested to see if the dream is possible and how the pieces will fit together. Now we need to set some goals. It's been determined that the dream can be built. Now we need to see some goals. When do we want to have it completed? Based on this, when do we need to start? What's the budget? What's it going to cost? Nothing gets done without action. This is where the rubber meets the road. Dreams are not accomplished without taking action. If anything is going to get done, we have to do something. Results are the dream becoming reality. This is where the hard work and planning come together. This doesn't mean that the result is exactly what the original dream was. What it does mean is that if we had nothing, nothing is what we would have. Start with dreams, turn those dreams into visions, turn those visions into goals. A goal is a bite-sized vision, and a vision that is ready to go to work is a goal. Big dreams can be overwhelming. Daily operations of a business can be overwhelming. It's important to do something. Take action. It helps me if I focus on the first next thing. What is the one thing that I need to do first? I have a list that I go through as part of my routine. 1, start with prayer. 2, get off my, quote, butt, B-U-T. Stop making excuses. 3, put it on the calendar. 4, don't be afraid to ask for help. Delegation, accountability, education. 5, take goals seriously. Create a sense of urgency early. 6, maintain positive forward momentum. 7, celebrate wins. 8, don't overthink it. 9, break the goals down into brick-sized pieces. 10, make goals about giving and not about getting. And 11, review progress regularly and be accountable. This list helps keep me motivated. It reminds me to prioritize things and to focus on the first next thing that needs done. Your list can be different. The important thing is to have a process or system to help you to break big things down into smaller pieces. Focusing on one brick at a time is the way a big wall gets built.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.